Back here on Sportsline, hour number two on the program here on WBAL. And we're joined now by the Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, Jeff Zrebeck. Jeff, how are you?
Good, Brett. What's going on?
Well, I guess for the Ravens in free agency, I don't want to call it a nightmare because that's not fair, but another day. And it reminds me, although it's probably not fair for me to use this comparison, but the old Sid Thrift Confederate money thing, Mark Anderson going to the Bills over the Ravens, it just doesn't add up. But I guess that's this last week for the Ravens.
Yeah, you know, when you saw what they paid, like $27.5 million or whatever it was, and I guess 9 or 10 guaranteed, I mean, to me, that was it right there. With where the Ravens are in the cap, it's believed that they're about $5 million under right now. They have other things they need to do. I don't think they could have given that kind of money to Mark Anderson. I know people are sick of hearing it. They just want to see the team improve. They want to see him make a couple moves. And no one wants to say, oh, same old Ravens. But, I don't think they're panicking too much. I expected them to be a little more active, Brett. I thought they'd maybe be able to – by now they would have signed maybe Jameel McClain, Derek Johnson, Redding, maybe one or two of those guys at least, and there's just not much movement there. So it's been a little surprising. You know, they've had three guys in for a visit, and they've been unable to secure any of the three. So, you know, I'm sure fans are disappointed a little, but, they'll be fine. There's value still there. There's still a ton of free agents available on the market. And, they like to say about Ozzie, he does his best work at this time of year. So I know people are sick of hearing you have to have faith in Ozzie, but it's a formula that has worked for them in the past.
No, I completely agree, and I am by no means panicking. But usually the Ravens are the team and organization, and I'm sure they still are. It's been a bizarre week that other people and players seek to go to. And usually when the Ravens have players in for a visit, they usually don't bat 0-for-3.
Yeah, that's very true, and it kind of surprised me. I think Mathis was the issue where, I mean, this guy was a journeyman, pretty much. A journeyman guard who the Eagles signed just for depth, and he emerged last year into the starting, indispensable offensive lineman who became a fan and media favorite. And I'm sure there's some attachment to Philly, and once I knew Philly was pretty much in it, and they had said that we'll pretty much match whatever the Ravens offer is, and it came down to where he wanted to play, I didn't like their chances on that one. Anderson, I would have to think, is a money issue. I just didn't see the Ravens going that high for a guy that, look, I'm not taking anything away from the guy. He had 12 and a half sacks when you include the playoff games. But this guy was kind of looked at as a little bit of, disappointment. He had 10 or 12 sacks his rookie year, and he's kind of gone downhill since. And then he found himself this year being used as a pass rushing specialist, undoubtedly benefiting from Vince Wilfork and the attention he commands. This guy was the guy that got paid something like $800,000 last year. And for him to get that contract, I don't think the Ravens were going to go there, and I think – along with getting the opportunity to rush the passer near Mario Williams, I would have to think money was the big factor in this one. Because, look, the Patriots wanted him back, too, and they didn't get him either. And that's another attractive situation, as we know.
Yeah, I think it would have been an upgrade. But to me, that position that Corey Redding has left behind is the least of my overall concerns when you have Art Jones and Pernell McPhee waiting in the wings. And then you have other depth issues and serious issues along the offensive line, and backups at linebacker, safety, and almost everywhere else to a certain extent. To me, that's just not where I would allocate necessarily my limited resources.
I agree with you there. And but there was also, a possibility of, Anderson's a little bit of a versatile player. He could have been that outside pass rusher, too, in the Ravens hybrid 3-4. And they could have used him that way, too. And I think that was the attractive part of him. I mean, you could move him outside, and he could kind of play Jared Johnson's position, or you could have him in Corey Redding, where he could rush the passer from a lot of different areas. So I definitely see the interest, but I do agree with your point about where they were at and what their needs. That was just too much to spend. That being said, I would like to see him get aggressive here and try to secure Jameel McClain. I mean, linebacker depth has been an issue. And, McClain's not a spectacular player, but he's an unheralded solid player in the Ravens system.
Yeah, I don't think you have a choice right now. Who else do you go to here to fill that vacancy and that void? And you want someone under contract whenever life for Ray Lewis as a Raven does come to an end.
Yeah. I mean, I keep saying that with a bunch of these moves, Brett. Okay, now the Ravens are going to move and get a guy, and it's just there's just no panic in them. I mean, they have a game plan and they're executing it, and you know, they're talking to Jameel. Jameel's out there. The linebacker market has not really gone off. You know, Steven Tulloch signed yesterday, but otherwise, the linebacker market really just has not really moved so much. And you know, you got an issue where a couple other teams have made trades. In the case of the Eagles, getting Demetrius Ryans to play, there were a team that was possibly looked at a suitor for Jameel. And there's just not a, there doesn't appear to be a whole lot of interest out there. And I think Jameel's seen his price come down more and more, and that's what kind of the Ravens are waiting for. But you know, I would like to see him do that, and I think it makes a lot of sense. But I think they have confidence. There's a bunch of linebackers still out there, too. They want to make sure it's at their price, and they're not going to rush into it.
Jeff Zarebek, Ravens beat writer for The Sun, with us here on BAL. Jeff, do you have a take on the Saints NFL situation?
I'm probably as stunned as everybody else. I know, you know, as more details come out and it looks like how much they lie and try to cover it up, I guess I understand it a little more. You know, I thought it was a little harsh, to be honest. I know that's kind of not the popular view right now. Everyone's saying how they deserved it. They violated all these rules. Couldn't argue. I wouldn't argue at that point. First of all, I've only been covering the NFL for a year, so I'm not claiming I know all about what goes on in the locker room and all that. But I was a little surprised that everyone was so stunned something like this would go on in a game as competitive and physical as the NFL. Okay, a coach running it, that's one thing. That's obviously reprehensible. Suspend Greg Williams for at least a year, I'm fine with that. But I thought the widespread, you know, the suspension to the GM, the suspension to the coach for a year, I thought Peyton might be looking at four games, and then here he already suspended for a whole season.
Yeah, very harsh. I do think it was the right thing to do for the NFL, personal opinion on that, but an interesting point of view from the Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, Jeff Zarebek. And Jeff, do you think, real quickly, the Schmucker has recovered from his grueling 3 weeks or so in Sarasota?
No, I think it's going to take a couple more vacation weeks. He's getting up there in age, and he just doesn't recover from all the incredibly hard work he was doing. So I think it's going to take him a little longer to recover. You know, Brett, he's not 30 or 20 like us anymore, so you've got to give him some time.
Oh, we get the inside scoop always from Jeff Zarebek. Jeff, we appreciate it.
No problem, Greg. Brett, have a good night.